T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Light at the end of the tunnel. Headline: China to end the lockdown of most of virus-hit Hubei province. As of midnight, restrictions on Wuhan to remain for 2 weeks. There's some good news we can pass along. Is it time for us to start sending healthy people back to work? President Trump thinks so. Reality check from Governor Cuomo: the worst is on the horizon, especially in New York City, which accounts for 35% of U.S. coronavirus cases.
Hunker down. Stay home, New York. Coronavirus is spreading.
We are the epicenter of this crisis.
I'm Sean Adams at City Hall.
And at the New Jersey epicenter.
Overrun with COVID-19 cases, Holy Name Hospital puts out a plea to the public for donations to buy critical supplies. I'm Marla Diamond in Teaneck.
Holy Name was first to tell us about the concern about young people. Well, we're hearing more about that now.
I'm afraid because I can't always tell which patient will end up on a ventilator. I don't know in advance.
That's Dr. David Agus at USC. We'll be hearing more from him. He's got some serious concerns. We'll pass along to you. And also on the WCBS Morning News Roundup, we're going to hear about a house party in Westport where half the guests got it and spread it.
One IOC member says the Tokyo Olympics will be postponed to 2021. This is Brad.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
That was Brad Heller. We trust he's not being held hostage. It was just a technical glitch. Brad is fine. Well, here we are, halfway through the 15 days of America's social distancing experiment, and President Trump wants to end it soon and save the economy. That's too soon for public health experts, and not even a conversation here in New York, which has the awful distinction of being home to 35% of the cases in the entire country. Let's listen to what WCBS's Stephen Portnoy is hearing.
The president argues America can do two things at once: prevent the spread of the virus and get the economy back on its feet.
We've got an incredible country. We have to keep it that way.
The nation is roughly halfway through the 15-day period of social distancing, government experts have urged. But Mr. Trump says if it were up to the doctors, the whole world would shut down. He says it's time to start planning to go back to work, even as the virus continues to take its toll. Does Dr. Anthony Fauci agree?
Well, he doesn't not agree.
Fauci didn't appear with the president at his Monday night briefing.
At CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy at the Capitol, New York City really has a problem on its hands in that so many cases are here, about a third of the nation's cases. Let's go to WCBS reporter Sean Adams at City Hall, where, Sean, I think the mayor's tone got the most serious we've heard it so far.
Yes, indeed. You know, people are asking the question, where are we right now and where are we going? Well, where are we? We're home. Where are we going? Pretty much right now, nowhere. We're supposed to stay home. Mayor de Blasio pretty much has indicated the worst is yet to come. We have to hunker down. You should venture out only for the essentials, food or medicine, maybe a little exercise, but do it by yourself. Don't gather in parks because police will break up any crowds they find.
For people who you do not live under the same roof with, you're going to have to practice the social distancing, and we're going to help. The City of New York, all our agencies will be there to educate people, to remind people, to warn people, sometimes to step in and help people create more separation. We're going to be doing that very, very energetically from this point on.
So the numbers don't lie. In a week, New York City coronavirus cases exploded from fewer than 500 to more than 13,000. That is just in 1 week. The mayor says children might not return to school until September. No official decision has been made. This is one to watch very closely. The mayor might close playgrounds. They're open right now, but if people continue to congregate, the playgrounds might be closed. Low-risk inmates are being released from jail. City departments have been told to cut spending. The federal government is sending 400 ventilators to New York City. That's good news, but it's really just a drop in the bucket. The mayor says New York City might need more than 15,000. Live at City Hall, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
And we need cash in pockets, Sean. We know that. People are going to need some money to spend to pay whatever bills they still have to pay. We'll get to what Congress is working on or not working on in a minute. But first, I want to check in with Joe Connolly here with the morning money story, because stock futures are, and does it even matter anymore, Joe, showing a higher opening?
Well, it's always good, I guess, to see them up, Wayne. Here's an explanation of what the Federal Reserve has been doing in these unprecedented actions to, quote, support the economy. When the economy slows, the problem is a shortage of dollars in circulation. So the Federal Reserve goes in and changes the balances between reserves and money in circulation, because they figure it's not a bad time to issue more of what everybody needs, dollars, to go on a shopping binge on everything that's selling cheap, in the hope that when normalcy returns, the assets rise in value and the Fed retires its obligation to support operations.
All right, so where do we stand on getting cash in Americans' pockets? Well, same as yesterday. They're working on it in Washington. The best thinking is today it will happen, because as Politico's congressional editor says, that the rising death toll and the economic fallout really has lawmakers on Capitol Hill spooked, both for the country and for their own health. For them, it kind of feels bigger than the 2008 financial crisis, because there's a virus that's so mysterious and deadly and shutting things down. We keep hearing Democrats are worried about a provision sending $500 billion to industry. They call it a slush fund, little oversight. What exactly is their concern about this? Well, here it is. The language drafted by Republicans in the Senate would allow the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, to withhold the names of the companies that receive federal money and how much money they get. He could withhold that for up to 6 months if he wanted to. Way too much for Democrats. They remember the backlash from the bailouts in 08. They remember Occupy Wall Street.
Emotions ran high.
We don't have time for this.
As senators tried to seal a $2 trillion deal with immediate cash payments for American workers, billions in grants to small businesses, and a surge in unemployment insurance, up to 4 months' worth at full salary, even for freelance or seasonal workers like Detroit's Christina Hayes, who got laid off by Delta last week.
If one bill is going to have to be late, I'm just going to have to make it truly work with what they give.
But Democrats are pushing for more restrictions on the bill's $500 billion fund for big industry.
So that's the money part of the story. I want to get to the health part of the story, which is a huge concern. We're a little tight on time right here, so Marla Diamond, hang on. We're going to get to you next from Tina.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
At least we got a nice weather day ahead. Let's go to the Weather Center on the Morning News Roundup. Give it to us, Craig Allen. Make it nice.
It's definitely going to be better, Wayne. And in terms of what Tom was just talking about, though, yes, places like Somers and Brewster, both at 32 degrees. Montgomery is at 32 degrees in the Hudson Valley. And generally 30 to 35 for the northern and western suburbs to start it off, and 35 to 40 for the city and the coastal areas. Now, today, though, will turn out much nicer with a mix of sun and clouds and milder, too, 54 to 58. However, the clouds take over again tonight, low near 40, and we're back to rainy weather tomorrow, cloudy and chilly, with 44 to 48 as the afternoon high, and some rain at times. Again, as I've been mentioning this morning, it looks like the core of this storm, the heaviest rain, may stay south, farther south than what we had to deal with yesterday, but still wet weather at times tomorrow. Thursday, back to mostly sunny and a high of 54 to 58 degrees. Right now in the city, we have 37, and the winds are coming out of the northwest at just about 5 to 10 miles per hour, but 37 on its way up into the mid-50s.
Sounds good to me. Thank you, Craig. It's a morning news roundup. Let's head out to Holy Name Medical Center in Teaneck right now, which is in such dire need. It actually is asking anybody who can spare some change to buy them the supplies they need. They are really low. They're out in some cases. And Marla Diamond is there. Marla, how bad is it?
It is bad, Wayne. The chief of infectious disease here at the hospital at the epicenter of New Jersey's coronavirus outbreak says it looks like a war zone. They are in crisis mode. In an interview with NJ.com, Dr. Suraj Sagar said supplies are running low, masks are being reused, and there are only three ventilators remaining at Holy Name Hospital with 85 patients. The chairman of the New Jersey Doctor Patient Alliance says the Valley Hospital in Ridgewood is very close behind the Teaneck Hospital, running out of supplies. The staff at both hospitals is at risk. They put out public pleas for personal protective equipment to be dropped off at the front door. Alliance Chairman Dr. Stavros Christodias tells NJ.com they're almost at capacity, like that scene from Italy where people are making choices whether people live or die. The toll is wearing on the doctors and nurses on the front lines. And we're live in Teaneck. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
That might be the most important report we get all morning. Thank you, Marla Diamond. Fingers crossed in Teaneck. Let's get to surreal sports, I guess you can call it these days. Here's Brad Heller.
And Wayne, the Tokyo Olympics will be postponed, likely to 2021. That's according to IOC member Dick Pound. He told USA Today the details are still being worked out. Now, the IOC will not confirm Pound's comments. They are sticking to their deadline of 4 weeks to make an ultimate decision. Yesterday, the United States became the latest country to call for a postponement after Canada and Australia announced on Sunday that they won't send teams to Tokyo if the Olympics go on as scheduled. The opening ceremony is supposed to be 4 months from today, July 24th. Former St. John's guard Lee Green has died from the coronavirus, according to the Post. The Bronx native played for St. John's from 1991 to 94, reaching two NCAA tournaments, a defensive lockdown guy, according to a member of the team. He was a retired police officer and also a DJ. Lee Green was 49 years old. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
It's a morning news roundup. In case you've lost track of what day it is, and nobody could blame you these days, it is Tuesday. It is the 24th of March.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Depend on WCBS.
Our three things to know will not include the death and infection count. Just assume it's worse than yesterday, and it'll be even worse tomorrow. The latest notable cases around here include ShopRite workers in four Westchester localities, a rabbi, Curious Joel, a cop in Hazlitt, New Jersey, and a Brooklyn school principal who has died at age 36. Connecticut's clampdown is on. As of 8 last night, Governor Ned Lamont's executive order requires all non-essential businesses and nonprofits to stop their in-person operations. A third thing, President Trump and members of the Coronavirus Task Force will be having a virtual town hall today if you want to check that out. That'll be from noon until 2 this afternoon. It's going to be on Fox News, and you can bet there'll be an eye on the markets as that's going on. And by the way, as you peek at your 401k, remember, don't touch your face, first of all, as you gasp. And maybe take some solace in knowing that it could be worse. At least you're not in the kind of shape that Apple is in. From its peak a month and a half ago to now, Apple's market value has fell $419 billion. Has fallen would be another way to say it. Well, we have a case out of Westport that's making news. The Times reports on a soiree in Westport, Connecticut, where about 50 people gathered this month and then scattered across the country and across the world, taking the virus with them. The partygoers, more than half of whom are now infected, left that evening for Johannesburg, for New York City, for other parts of Connecticut and the U.S., all seeding infections along the way, the Times reports. Westport didn't have a single known case of the virus on the day of the party. It had 85 yesterday, up more than 40-fold in 11 days. So what's going to happen next? Well, we are concerned about the virus and how it might be spreading. Dr. David Agus is an oncologist at the University of Southern California.
People in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, while they can get the virus, in general, they're not going to be that sick, and we're worried about the elderly. So the 23-year-olds say, hey, it's screw it, I'm going to go out on the beach. I'm going to, you know, congregate. And what happens is that propagates the virus. It actually makes the whole quarantine period longer. So we all have to work together as one community. It's a new era of being one instead of being individuals when we want to fight off this virus.
So, Dr. Agus, what keeps you up at night? What do you worry about?
I can't always tell which patient will end up on a ventilator. I don't know in advance. I've seen, you know, 40-year-olds on a ventilator who are totally healthy, and 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds and above. But at the same time, for the first time, really, with the drugs we have now and the medical community coming together, I have hope, and hope that we can go on offense and not defense against this disease.
So before we go, before we park this rig, can we give a shout-out to truckers everywhere?
Truck drivers like Sabina Steinhauer are among the nation's new heroes.
The last week or so, places have closed their restrooms, rest areas have closed, service plazas have closed.
Many drivers can only get a shower at truck stops, and coronavirus has prompted many of them to close their shower rooms.
Yeah, when the truck stops are closed, you know things have really changed in this country. Jim Krasula reporting.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.